Kevin Smith is a Kevin selfish Smith prick.
No, it was supposed to be called Hoagies and Grinders.
You're not changing my format.
All right. I'm sorry, everybody.
Welcome back.
Go. Welcome back, everybody. Saturdays with Chicken Duck, episode 74, volume 2.
Volume 2?
Side B.
Although volume 1 you'll never hear.
Nope. Anyone else? Oh, yeah, all that. All those bad words. Nobody's ever going to hear that. It's probably for the better that that was erased.
What bad words?
So we just sat here for an hour and a half and had a wonderful lengthy discussion, only to find out that the recorder was not recording past a minute and 30 seconds, so I apologize for that. But
all right, but let's recap.
Yeah.
Jimmy's pissed because he wasn't invited. Casey's pissed because he does all the work.
We got to do the whole talk real quick about them being at, you guys went down to Jersey to...
Went to Redback.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do while you were there?
So, we didn't see Kevin Smith.
Ate some tacos. It was Cinco de Taco.
Nice.
Cinco de Taco.
Cinco de Mayo.
Why did you go down to Red Bank? For what purpose?
Fuck, this sucks.
You fuck what? Yeah, why are we just...
I don't know any of what happened. You gotta
I'll
tell
act
me.
Surprised. Seriously.
Kevin Smith.
Okay.
Vu can tell it this time.
What?
Oh my god.
Wow. I'll tell it. So you guys went down there, you drove down at like
okay,
left
so
at 8 a.m.
Yeah, a few weeks ago, the Secret Stash and Kevin Smith posted on Twitter, Facebook, all that shit that they were gonna have a signing of his Funko Pop figure in Red Bank, New Jersey.
Figure. Not figure.
Figurine.
Figure. I think it's actually pronounced figure.
Figure in.
I asked Ryan Vu, the guest of the show.
Oh, not the co-host.
No, he's a guest of the show.
No, I know, but you didn't invite your co-host?
No, I didn't.
Oh, weird.
Would you have gone?
I don't think that was the point that I was trying to make, but okay.
He would just rather have been invited.
It's the, you know, yeah. Thought.
Kind of like the would you like a
what's
drink
that?
Thought.
I'm sorry. This is the second time I'm hearing this. Well, we brought up it was Cinco de Taco, whatever. So it made me think of what some of my buddies posted on Cinco de Mayo because it was right after May the 4th, right? May the 4th be with you. So someone posted that one. Oh, and then somebody said, I'll see your Juan Solo and raise you an Obi-Wan Kenobi. Okay, so the Secret Stash, huh?
Yeah.
So you got there, and apparently they were only letting 250 people in to see Kevin Smith.
Correct
the
mundo.
And then the rest of you had to go fuck yourselves.
That's fucked up. I mean, why didn't they just, like,
sell tickets online or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right? Or they should have at least said it online that it was only going to restrict it.
One plus, though, is it was free comic day, so we did get a free comic.
You oh, got a free man. Comic. I bought
it,
shit
it was,
in
and
the
it was,
store.
You didn't get the free comic? They ran out?
They had free comics. I just didn't want any.
Oh.
I would just like to point out to our listeners that would have only listened to this for the first time that Casey is way more pissed off about this the second time than he was the first time.
Every time he discusses
only it. Because I have to fucking say it again.
All right,
so they didn't even illustrate on the website for the show that they're only going to let in 250 people.
Nope.
And nobody even talked about it when, like, the chat?
There
of it?
Was a discussion about it in the chat, the discussion part of the event page, Jeff, but why the fuck should I have to go and look at comments of people who I don't know or trust? Why should I have to believe them? Huh? Why can't the Secret Stash or Kevin Smith say that they're going...
Kevin Smith is a
Kevin
selfish
Smith
prick.
Yeah. Yeah. What a dick.
And so is Adam West.
Hey, in Kevin Smith's defense, he was there till 7 o'clock,
yeah.
And he went out front and
There is
talk
no...
to people.
Yeah, but who the fuck has got time for that? Ooh, he didn't stand around all day.
He couldn't stand there till 7 o'clock. Yeah. He's not that kind of a fan.
We were there at 10 o'clock in the morning.
We got there at 10, Jim. The signing was from 12 to 3.
Oh, reasonable so 2 hours ahead of time.
But Kevin Smith came out front of the store after 7 o'clock.
Apparently, Dustin.
It was on the page. Casey it was on the event page.
And he took pictures he left. Only
Casey
the
left
truly
when the event
devoted
was over.
Yeah, only the true fucking losers that stood out front until 7 o'clock, hoping that he would come outside.
Damn it, there go all
they got
listeners.
Their picture.
Well, how long was the event listed?
12 to 3. How long was it listed? What do you mean? Is that...
I know what those words mean, but when you use them like that, they don't mean anything to me.
Do you mean when did they post
the Casey, I'm trying to give you a reason.
Give me a fucking reason, Dustin.
What do you mean?
I don't know what it is. Can you please explain it?
Do you mean when did they post the event, or when was the event supposed to be?
On the site. How long was the event supposed to last?
Noon until 3 p.m.
Noonie.
Okay.
We got there at 10 a.m. thinking that would be plenty of time to get in line and wait.
I know. We've covered this already. I'm just trying to recap for
well,
the listeners.
Based on your previous experiences at these types of events, would you say that you've made the same mistake twice now? Or
no.
No, it just seems
it
to
seems
so
like
happen.
You don't get there early enough. To meet all these people. You went to the last one, you had to wait in all these lines, and you went to this one, and he wasn't there because 250 people. It just sounds like you're showing up late to the party, bud.
You're not That's a truly devoted fan.
I guess no. not.
And you leave early.
Yeah.
Show up
show
late,
late,
leave early. It's
now how
story
do you feel
of your
about
life.
Yourself?
Fucking loser.
It just turns out.
I guess I'm the loser.
Well, you're a
fucking you're hurting your first, folks.
Fair weather fan. I mean, what can we say?
Yeah,
I think it just so happens you show up to the event. It turns out to be way more of a clusterfuck than you think it's going to be, and you don't get to see or get signatures from all the people that you want.
As all things turn out to be,
exactly.
So
like this
keep
podcast.
Your expectations low.
So
and
Jimmy,
again,
so Jimmy is the smart one by staying home.
I don't know where you started getting so upset about this podcast being serious.
Like since day one.
No.
It was, he thought about it since you guys were two kids.
Take
thought
it
about
easy.
Cartoon.
Take it easy, Dan Rather.
He thought about me animating the cartoon when I was in college. Yeah. That's what he thought about a cartoon. Up until then, it was just a noise.
And now it's a noise
literally
you record.
A noise.
There was nothing else.
Before there was Chicken Duck, there was just a noise.
Yeah.
What does a Chicken Duck sound like?
Bop!
You sure it's not? What?
No, it's bop. That was what we had to start our cartoon. That was it.
Amazing.
Here we are.
That's why I guess the cartoon never took off.
All from a simple noise.
Oh man.
Fuck. What else
Although
did we talk about?
I remember
Cobra
back
Kai.
Back when I, you know, first showed up as a guest.
Yeah.
I remember talking about it would be cool if we could animate something until we discovered how much it would cost to fucking animate something.
So expensive.
Like 30 seconds of animation is like $5,000.
Yep.
Then there was Jimbo and Fuck Nick.
Yep.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, we talked more about Jimbo.
So we're giving everybody a summary of what we did talk about the first time.
You guys missed it. You should have been here.
Sorry.
Jimbo's getting into the carpet cleaning business.
Yep. He's eating that woman's carpet or cleaning it, I mean, or whatever.
It's not the innuendo that you think, although that sounds great.
And then Cobra Kai.
That's right. Strike first, strike hard, no mercy.
Yes, said, say.
All right. I guess
what else did we talk about?
10 minutes.
There was other things that we talked about.
Mostly it's about you being pissed. And Jim was pissed about something. Oh, would you like a drink, Casey?
No, thanks. I do appreciate the offer, though, Jeff.
You can rehash the stuff that you were going to cut out since I didn't hear it.
No. Nope.
Definitely not.
That won't
all
fly.
Right. I just
not touching on Black Panther, Infinity Wars, nothing like that?
No, we'll get into that after Jeff sees Infinity Wars.
Black Panther sucked.
I don't believe you. I mean, I saw it.
I don't agree with that.
saw and
sucked.
Didn't suck. I think you're just a Reddit racist. That's what we talked about.
Reddit.
Let's get back into the Reddit discussion.
Don't forget, you can check your credit online. Creditkarma.com.
/ chicken duck.
Tender for hire.
/ chicken duck.
Yes. Why again won't you give me your Reddit name?
Because it's not something that you give to people that you know.
Okay. Well, my Reddit name is Chicken Duck Pod.
Oh, now you're using our...
Well, it's his.
Yeah, it's technically mine.
Oh, yeah.
Casey, lean over and make sure that board's recording this time.
Well, you didn't explain the karma of Reddit, because I don't know it.
You were here, weren't you?
You were here.
I just wanted you to say it again.
Yeah, what is Reddit karma?
Well, it's something that you have to build in order for your...
So it's like a point system.
Yes, exactly, this Reddit. Yeah,
and the higher your karma, the more popular of a Redditor you are.
Right.
Oh, okay. That
like, I posted a picture of the Philadelphia skyline and Franklin Field, and it got a lot of... I got a lot of karma because of that.
And did somebody didn't like it?
And nobody
like
it.
Actually, yeah, some asshole wrote another.
How did Reddit community
another skyline photo?
Wow, I bet you, because of knowing how the internet is, I bet you everybody fucking shit on.
They
your
did.
Yeah.
There's actually on
so many
on,
people probably shit on it
on Reddit.
Like, yeah, another fucking skyline.
But no, guys, the Reddit people are nice.
Yeah, well, some of them are.
Get
most
out.
Of them are. Like the other ones that commented on it, they all you can downvote on Reddit. You know, so a lot of people downvoted this guy.
Oh wait, please tell me they downvoted him.
They did.
Oh, yeah. Justice.
They
sweet
said,
internet justice.
Hey, don't listen to them. That's a nice photo.
I hope they put him in his place.
Yeah. Fuck this
internet.
Other guy. I hope he loses all his
He's
karma.
He's probably the guy that was flying
the drone.
The drone around.
The drone. Probably.
The fucking drone.
Probably.
Probably.
So right. Your karma's up high now, right?
Yeah, I got over
good.
1,000 now.
Holy Feeling shit. Pretty good about
over
yourself.
Over 1,000.
Yeah. Did they send you a t-shirt? Like Reddit send you a t-shirt? Like, congratulations, you got 1,000 karma?
Nah, do they do that?
You have 1,000. You have 1,000 karma already on Reddit.
Yeah.
How much karma you got, Jim?
Not 1,000, apparently.
Ooh, burn.
You're full of shit.
Sick burn. Oh.
See, I don't hide my Reddit information. I will show you right now.
Mic drop, but don't drop it. These are expensive.
Let me just pull up my Chicken Duck Pod Reddit account. Okay, I'm at
985. Oh.
Just a little shy of 1,000.
Bam!
Where are you at, Jim? Check your credit online.
557 people like
he
this
He was the
picture.
Guy who said another fucking skyline picture.
Yeah. He was that guy.
See, I don't post a lot, but I make a lot of comments.
Yeah, you're a racist
you know what,
Redditor.
You know what? This is a nice Control. Picture, but I feel like I've seen so many of these already.
So I only have 224 karma, but I have 4,198 comment karma.
I didn't even know you could get comment karma. So now that's
so
another
now,
thing I
now
have to start.
You get like upvoted from comment.
How many
like
comment karmas
let
do you have?
4,000.
4,000. Okay, yeah. I'll double
sure,
that by next
lot,
week.
You
have
to start
I'm going to start commenting.
Well,
you've
seen
things.
Them
yeah,
one.
See.
You've seen them
and
all.
People will upload their comments.
Is that the Franklin Field there?
Yep, I'm a regular old Redditor.
So baseball field, that's kind of cool, right? That what it was, right?
It's a football field,
oh,
I believe,
football.
Yeah.
Sports, I love sports. I think podcasts
are
the
actually,
sports?
Jeff, yeah, as a matter of fact, we are now
are we on a network?
Yes, we're
we
on the...
Get the hell out
Wait,
of here.
What
whoa.
Is the network called?
Podnet.
It wouldn't be Podnet.
we all know a lot, apparently, about this subject.
Well, obviously, you don't know enough because it's not called the Pod Network.
It's No Phones on the Podcast.
What channel is it on?
It's called
No Phones on the Podcast.
The No Phony Podcast Network. And the pod
you should probably call it No Phone Pod.
The Pod of the Week this week is Bats and Balls. You can check them out on Twitter. And you can check us out now on NoPhonyPodcastNetwork.com.
Bats and Balls.
So what is this? This is just like a podcast like neighborhood or something like
yes,
that?
Yes, exactly, Dustin.
Okay. Almost like a gang.
They added us
so I have to move.
They added us to their website.
Oh,
so
okay. Cool.
And now we have to recruit another podcast and then they were so
yeah,
like a pyramid
to,
scheme.
You have to build your podcast karma.
A Ponzi podcast scheme.
A Ponzi podcast scheme. Beautiful.
A Ponzi pyramid podcast scheme.
Wait, yeah, you got the screen on. Okay, good.
And just like the last recording, Jimmy is still playing this fucking game.
Well, we want to keep it as authentic as possible.
Yeah, I don't want anything to be out of place. You know what I mean?
Cobra Kai.
Serious deja vu.
Yeah. So I saw this new show.
No way. What was it, Jeff?
Where did you see
this? You won't believe this. Cobra Kai. Cobra actually Kai. A real thing, not an April Fool's joke.
Is that on Reddit?
It's on YouTube.
Oh, YouTube.
First two episodes are free. Definitely watch it. It is phenomenal.
I pirated the rest of the episodes.
So is that something that we have to subscribe to then, Jeff?
Unfortunately, yeah, it's a YouTube Red thing, so you need their subscription, but you get the first month for free. So you could watch it all and then cancel your subscription before you have to pay anything. So free first month trial, whatever. Watch the show, but you're going to want to keep going because it's a good one. Very, very good. Very exciting.
So how many shows have you watched?
All of them.
Oh, no.
I've only seen three of them.
I binged them all in one day.
One day.
And I walked away thinking, I know karate.
So is there a following season? Is this just a one
season?
Oh,
there definitely is a following season.
Did they sign for you yet or not? Or?
I don't know. I'm not a stalker. I didn't check that. But I'm sure it's going to get a second season. Absolutely. It's set up for it. And it's such a good show that it definitely...
Well, when Ash vs. Evil Dead got picked up for the second season, the first season hadn't even aired yet.
So. Oh, right.
But now it's canceled.
Oh,
I heard that guy's not going to do that anymore.
Yeah, he announced that he's going to retire from the character.
That sucks. That sucks because him and that character, that's like a perfect... It's kind of one of those things where he's like, I hope this guy's like that in real life.
Yeah, you know what, Jeff? I actually read both of his books and... I would say that he is kind of like that character.
Were they e-books or did you physically have the copy?
No, actually, that's
like a paperback. That's,
no, actually, paperback? Ryan, that's...
he bought it digitally, but it came with a real book.
It came with a hard copy.
No, actually, Ryan, I prefer to read my books digitally.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay,
I'm a digital book reader.
But you like your movies hard.
Yeah, and actually,
what about your puzzles? Like, if
oh,
I gave
my
you a
puzzles.
Puzzle...
Yeah, I like doing those digitally. but I did order Army of Darkness. I don't know if you guys got the memo that I sent out. Army of
text messages. What
the
you
steel said. Is that the steel frame book or whatever?
Yeah. Not only do I like hardcovers of book, but I actually pre-ordered Army of Darkness in a steel cover.
Right, because the harder the cover, the better.
That's right.
But now Ash versus Evil Dead is done after three seasons.
Yes.
Correct?
Yep. Correct.
Fans would probably be pissed about
they
that.
They were pissed, yes. But then Bruce said that
they have a major, major cult following.
Huge following, yeah.
Bruce, I think it was only supposed to be like one movie, right?
Yeah, it was actually
just,
Bruce.
Just like in the 70s or something?
Yeah, Bruce actually said that to Jeff when he retired the character. He said that...
Jeff's going to have a fucking heart attack.
This is the greatest episode we've ever done.
Somebody's going to be calling Terry. And explaining
it's like it was rehearsed.
We
should do this every time.
Why we have to rush
your son. Come in early, do a trial run.
Yes.
Yeah, Bruce said that.
Wait, here.
That when they first started this, it was only supposed to be one movie, but then they made two more movies and three seasons of the show, which actually
it's
is
like
equivalent
seven.
To seven yeah. movies, Ryan. It's
That's
funny
crazy.
You knew that.
Crazy, yeah.
It is funny.
Remarkable.
I knew that.
So technically 10 movies worth of Evil Dead.
That's correct.
Wow.
Yep. I can see why he's tired of playing that role.
Yeah.
He's going to be typecast.
Yeah.
All right.
It's been emotional.
Wait, I have one more question for Jeff. Does Daniel LaRusso, does he teach karate in this series?
He does.
Oh! Oh!
Bazinga! Oh.
Make sure he's okay. The duck was claimed another life. All right, everybody.
Loot crate.
It's been emotional. Goodbye.